Avi Davis, the president of the American Freedom Alliance, joining us on the phone for the conversation. Avi, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Steve. Good to be with you.
So on Tuesday, you know, I was up in the in northern Canada hiding quietly in the woods, so I missed this one. But former Obama advisor David Axelrod, one of the most dangerous people in the country, I believe, informed an Israeli television channel that President Obama considers himself, quote, the closest thing to a Jew that has ever sat in this office, end quote. Based on what, I would say, Avi?
Well, I'm not quite sure. Based on I've become quite used to delusional statements from this president, things that have no attachment to reality. So this really came as no particular surprise. He has, obviously, President Obama has cultivated Jewish support. He has a very steady constituency amongst the Jewish vote. And as all Democratic presidents have over the last 50 to 60 years, that is no surprise.
From secular Jews, he has support. From secular Jews,
but majority of Jews are secular. Majority of Jews are not connected in any significant way to their religion, or to Israel, or to anything particularly Jewish. They are Jews in name only. So he has that support, but that's a far cry from that support than to say he's a, you know, that he's close to being a Jew. I mean, running a Seder in the White House every spring does not qualify you to call yourself a Jew. Clearly, what he is saying is that he has Jewish support, you know, and that he has an affinity for the Jewish people. But if that was the case, then why is he so negative about the Jewish state? Why is his policy so destructive towards it? And that's a question that he really needs to answer if he's going to make a statement like that.
Well, he's not going to answer that question or anything else, you know, obviously. And you talk about the delusional comments. You know, a man who's lost control of foreign policy. You know, go back and look at Camp Fallujah when the Americans were in charge under George W. Bush and where it is now. And he'll try to tell you that somehow it's George Bush's fault. No. He left things in good shape. You look at the relationship between America and Israel at the end of George W. Bush's tenure, and look at it now. You look at the economy, they'll say, well, the economy has improved. Well, by what measure has the economy improved? I mean, seriously. Well, unemployment's down. Well, based on part-time employment, okay. But we know, you know, I know, the economy has stayed relatively flat, to say the least. And yet he will go out and claim all these accomplishments. He'll claim that he has led the American Renaissance in energy, when he has actually stood in the way of energy production all over this nation. So, you know, delusional, or is that really what he believes?
Well, it's not just delusional, of course, it's manipulative. He manipulates the truth, and that's a very unfortunate thing for a president to do. I mean, he's not called to account for it. I mean, certainly what you just said, Steve, about energy, leading the energy renaissance in this country. I mean, I've been a very consistent student of energy over the last 8 years, and it is clear that Obama, you're right, absolutely right, he has stood in the way. He hasn't allowed fracking on public lands or federal lands in the United States. Fracking basically developed out of private initiative on private lands, and it's revolutionized energy production. The only reason that the United States has even a flat economy today, rather than a growing one, rather than a one that is in recession, is because of fracking.
No question. If gasoline prices today had remained above $4 or above $5 or even higher, because we were at the whim of OPEC, this economy would be bloodied and bludgeoned. The fact of the matter is American ingenuity would no help from the Obama administration, because exploration on private land has gone up by multiples, while on public land, oil exploration has gone down by nearly 10%. He can try to take credit for it, but you know what? People that are uninformed, people that are his drooling sycophants, they just line up and say, oh, yeah, Obama did it. Obama did it. Obama didn't do doodly squat.
absolutely right as well. You know, the moratorium on offshore drilling, and it's very interesting that he's more or less saved by fracking over the last several years. The fracking boom has given him a boost that he didn't deserve, really.
Clearly, and Obama would clearly tell you 2 + 2 = 5. You know, 2 + 2 = the proles just are never going to say anything.
That's absolutely correct as well. Nevertheless, he won re-election in 2012, and he managed to convince someone that he'd been doing something. But so, you know, the president is a master campaigner. There, in my mind, there's rarely been a campaigner of his skill in American history. But that's very different than governing. You can campaign. You can be a brilliant campaign. You can say anything you want on the campaign trail. But when it comes to governing, you've got to transform yourself into somebody who sees realities and reacts to them. And unfortunately, our president is in one of the lowest categories regarding that skill.
Yeah. The fact of the matter is, Avi, he will be remembered as being a very weak president. I hope that the price that we have to pay for that isn't too exceptionally high. Avi Davis, I have to run, but I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Avi Davis, the president of the American Freedom Alliance.